You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Wells.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up? What is happening? It is In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. No, Scott Bogman. Nonetheless, on the very first episode where we move times, where we move to this incredible time of 7 a.m. on Saturday, which, hello, are you out there? I think you might be. Who knows? We'll see. But we are here. I am here. It is not Scott Bogman, but I think I might have found the absolute perfect person to fill in for Bogman. Maybe even replace him because he can't even show up for the show. It is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network's own Joe Pisa Pia. What's up, Pisa Pia?
Oh, this is exciting. You know, this is the morning show people dream of. I can tell you that right now. I'm used to the whole 7 a.m. thing. I know you guys not so much. But,
not me.
And this folks are new. Used to hearing me on the weekends at 7 a.m. I'm actually going to be later now, which is great. A couple extra hours sleep. Get to have my coffee, relax. Not quite this early, but I'm excited. I've missed you. I miss Bogman. I don't know where Bogman is. Is he all right? Is he prepping? Is he doomsday prepping for the Steelers game? Is that what he's doing?
Oh, man. And you know what's so funny about that? We've got a great guest coming on the show in just a little bit. Sammy Reed from Roto Grinders, who is also a self-proclaimed Steeler nut, that he's missing Sammy coming on the show. 100% Bogman is tapering down and getting ready for it. But Bogman had a birthday event to go to because Scott's birthday is on Monday, January 15th. Scott Bogman turns very old. We're about 4 months apart, but at least for those 4 months and on Monday, he will be the oldest human being I know.
Oh, he's so old. That guy's just completely
so old.
I saw a picture of him not that long ago. He lost all his hair.
Things aren't going so well.
He
used to
have a full head of hair. Now it's all gone. I don't know what the hell he's doing. But you know what? Good for Bogman. I thought he was probably getting some, took a trip up to Pittsburgh with some ointment and was like rubbing Antonio Brown's legs or something like that.
That would involve him doing stuff, though. That's the problem. It would have him actually going and doing things. Like Bogman is, you see that viral video of that guy who just like he hits stuff and he screams and he throws in that Steeler game? Everyone saw it. Like millions and millions of hit, that old guy. Bogman is the most intense person. Like, I always joke with him. I'm like, you do know.
I thought you were talking about Donald Trump for a second.
No.
Steelers game, and I went, oh, okay, not who I was. You know, that old guy who yells and screams and hits things.
Bogman can't afford Stormy Daniels. So he can't support Stormy Daniels. So that, as much as he would like to, though they probably spent about the same amount of time in theory with Stormy Daniels, but no, not
quite
the same.
Didn't anyone tell him he could have had her for free on the internet?
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, come on.
He's got big, huge hands.
This is a morning.
Take care of stuff.
This is what you need at 7 in the morning, my friend.
Of course you do. All right.
Ian Welsh.
Well, we'll get at this. We got a whole lot to cover with Joe Pisapia here from On Target and all over Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We're going to be talking about the games. We got football going down. I was about to say fantasy football. We sure don't. But we have got football going down over the weekend. We've got baseball talk. There's a lot to hit with that. Sammy Reed from Roto Grinders is going to be joining us. So don't you go anywhere. It is Chris Welsh. It is Joe Pisapia laying it down. Let's do it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
The next screw that falls out is going to be you.
In This League.
What was that?
in this league.
You just bought yourself another Saturday, mister.
Oh, I'm crushed.
Hey, 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 that's right, we are back in this league. That's a Pavona joint right there, little breakfast club. How perfect for Saturdays.
So cool.
How perfect.
My shows don't get that kind of work.
We got to admit, like, we get some special treatment. Like, I created a host of the rejoins because I'm very talented like that. Very, very talented.
Multifaceted,
individual.
I'd even say.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And Pavona jumped in because I think he got addicted to it. So there's a whole host of them. So we don't have a break that we come back to where there's not a little bit of In This League fun, because that's how we roll. I mean, Joe knows. Joe, how long? I feel like I've known you forever.
Yes.
But in this world of us doing this type of stuff, we really have. But, I mean, we've known each other for, what, 3 years now? Four years?
No, boy, I was going to say more than that. We're going, this is like 4 or 5 now.
Yeah, something like that.
This is a long time. I'm going to say 4 years. I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say 4 years.
That sounds about right.
And you and Bogman are probably my two favorite people in the world who I've never actually been in a room with. Which is just bizarre, because people would, like, they would hear us or hear how we talk, or I know everything about your family, vice versa, and, you know, yet we've never actually been in a room, and I think 2018 is the year we need to fix that.
Hey, we've got to. Well, we've been telling you, you got to come out. Spring training, I'm out here in Arizona.
I know. Going to come sleep at your house, your wife's going to be pissed.
Oh, she'd hate
who's
it,
this,
but yeah, totally.
This Italian sleeping on the floor. Just tell her I'm a celebrity. And
yeah, well, I mean, she'll totally understand, but I got a beautiful studio, you can hang in here, but Arizona offers so many beautiful things. Actually, from now on Saturday morning, I'm heading out to MLB is doing what's called the Dream Series, mm-hmm. where it's a bunch of MLB prospects. Last year, Hunter Green with the Reds, he took part in it. It's pitchers and catchers from all walks of high school. Some might be drafted this year, some in the near future. I'm going to be going out to that series, hopefully getting some interviews. Kumar Rocker, a big name if people are into MLB prospects. Potential top 10 pick. At one time, talked about the number one overall pick. He's out there, and it's hosted
by... It's a good class. This coming year is a better class than last year's.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
Last year's class was a down class, in my opinion. I do the whole review in every black book. I go through the whole first round, player by player. To me, I think this coming crop is going to be infinitely better fantasy-wise.
Yeah, for fantasy prospects, there's some really interesting names, though, and me just pushing Arizona just in general. By the way, we're going to talk about baseball in the second hour, but just talking, Arizona in general has so many beautiful things, and part of that, because I do MLB prospects and MLB in general, I've covered so many of these. My coverage of the draft has been immense over the last couple months, and looking at it, there's a lot of really exciting guys, from Gorman is probably one of my favorite, DeSantis, and a lot of good pitchers as well. So there's a lot of things to get excited about, and you can find all that information at my show, Prospect One. You can check out the Fantasy Black Book. All those things will get you covered. But to the point, Black, is you need to come out to Arizona.
I do.
Training.
Well, look, here's a good thing about me is I cook. I'm very good in the kitchen. So if I come out there, I will, you know, I'll do the, you know, what do you want? Pizza from scratch you want homemade lasagna, whatever you want, I will make. And I you know, vary. It's not just the Italian cooking. I do lots of stuff. I've even ventured into the world of baking the last few years. So I guarantee you, if I do end up coming out there, if I do crash for a night at the Welsh household, dinner is on me for sure. And I will cook for the whole family. So
let's get that going.
Right? It's my plan. Don't worry.
We go back a long time. Lots of shows together. Joe and I've filled in with Joe a whole bunch. Haven't necessarily been on target recently. Been requested on target. That's
Jake
interesting.
Jake Seeley's in charge of that. See, I'm not in charge of that.
You know what? I actually should be careful, because Jake did request Bogman and I for a holiday episode when all you guys bailed on him, but it was a work day.
Well, look, you know, I'll be honest with you. You know, Jake barely even takes calls in the season. So, you know, you got to realize, I mean, he's very strict. It's very rigid. Okay. You know, he's got a whole thing going on there.
Well, tell Jake. I want to come back. I want to talk with
him. Well, look, the good news is the Fantasy Black Book now is on Sunday afternoons for 3 hours. They gave me a whole extra hour.
Nice.
I don't know why. I guess times are tight, so they figured give Pisa P another hour and just, you know, whatever, he's already there. Just let him keep yapping about stuff. So I expect to have lots of Bogman and Welsh conversations.
We'll do that. Well, we got a nice little secret project that we'll be pushing at you guys.
Secret
to hawk.
Project?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it off air. A little thing we're working on that we need to be hawking. So get us booked. All right. All that aside. By the way, we should be giving love here. The one thing we didn't talk about, Pavona, super producer Pavona, out. ditched us, completely ditched us for the first of, everyone ditched me, as a matter of fact, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, wait, your producer left, your other host left, maybe this is starting to be like Game of Thrones episode here. I'm not going to make it out of here.
You know what they say, like at your poker table, they're like, if you don't know who the donkey is, it's probably you. Am I not seeing something that's going on here?
I don't know, man.
Florio. Florio's in the house.
Yes, he's good people, though.
Florio, what's up? Where are you at? I want to say what's up to Florio.
He's still depressed about the Bills.
We were talking about that. Are you doing okay, though? I mean, you got to the playoffs, though.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. It would have been more fun had they won.
Yeah. Did you donate to the Andy Dalton Foundation?
Unfortunately, I did not.
Okay. I saw. Didn't you go out to the game? Weren't you out there with Gabe and all them? Did you get out there? Or was
at the Bills-Jets game.
Okay. All right. You doing okay, though? Do we need to, like, have a house check occasionally?
Are you ready to go?
Are you ready for baseball?
Now I'm ready for baseball. Last week was sadly the most excited I've been for a football game probably in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
I called into the show and spoke to Joe.
That's right. I was on air, Welsh, for 3.5 hours during that debacle, and it was the only standalone game. That was it. And me and George Kurtz for 3.5 hours going through that. So I had him call. I had Modica call. But, you know, got to realize, Mike, I know you're excited now for baseball, but we have the Mets come April 1st, and you're going to be depressed again. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm with you. Yeah. We're both going to be depressed. But
how about that, Jay Bruce?
Let's talk about it. What do you want to talk? Let's go. Let's do
it. We'll do. Hey, Florio, by the way, how old are you?
He's 15, Florio? I think.
I am 26. 16?
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, that's why this is the most, like, you haven't experienced, you haven't been married or had kids or anything like that. So once you get married, once you're married and have kids, like all this stuff, you just like brush it off your shoulder. You're like, well, this is just the next disappointment. So this is why it's so tough for you right now.
Thanks. When you get older and jaded, so bright.
I'm just trying to set you up.
Like Welsh's children. Well, you're just a disappointment, aren't you?
No, I shouldn't say that. Actually, you know what actually is disappointing? We should probably talk about tangible things here, and you can understand this as a father. There's a realization you have to have. This is kind of like that, you know, like you see like in movies, your kid gets older and he beats you at basketball. But when you see your child at a young age just doing so much better than you, like, it's depressing. Like, my child is my daughter is just still really young, but she's incredibly intelligent. My son is so smart. It's encouraging, yet at the same time, you look at yourself and you're just like, how did that happen when this is going on? How does that work? Do you have that?
Well, the older, you know, it's funny. Your other one is still small, but see, I've got like the two halves. I got the older one is very bright, incredibly smart, really into music things and stuff like that. Yep. She's got a great ear for music. She can hear a band on the radio and tell you it sounds like some other band. Like, I don't know how that she does. It's amazing. And then the little one is like this athletic, you know, want to knock you out. It's funny, like, they're really into wrestling, right? The older one watches it for the storyline, and the younger one watches it for the violence. I am completely 100% sure of that. But the little one happens to be a fantastic athlete. Like, she's just naturally gifted. And I don't throw that around lightly because, you know, I hate parents. Like, oh, my kids are like, no, like, she steals the soccer ball from the boys at the games, turns around and runs down the other length of the field and scores a goal, and she's the smallest kid on the field. You look around and you're like, wow, that's not right. That shouldn't happen. So yeah, when you see things like that, you're like, wow, this is great.
Yeah.
But shouldn't that be the evolution? Shouldn't they be better than us, right?
It totally.
I mean, that's a high bar. We've set a very high bar.
But let me throw this out as well. Uh-huh. Like, Flory, like, listen to what we're doing right now. Like, you were just like, oh, man, you know, my Bills made the playoffs. I was out having the time of my life. I'm on the radio. I'm mid-20s, and I'm doing the thing.
Live it up now. Joe and I
are sitting here, and I'm just like, my kid is just so much better than me. And Joe's like, my kids are also better.
This is the highlight of our day, Flory.
This is what we do. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
The rest of the day is downhill now.
Yeah, like, Flory, do you have a girlfriend?
I do.
Get rid of that. Get rid of that and just figure it out for the next 5 years. Do your thing for the next 4 or 5 years.
Find yourself.
Settle down.
Yeah.
Yes, find yourself.
I'm not sure where you went, but find it.
Yeah, you're in New York. You're producing radio. You're on with Joe and I, so things are looking up.
Huge, man.
I mean, God.
I mean, if Fantasy Sports Radio doesn't get you laid, I don't know what would.
I don't know what does. Tell me what does.
I don't know. I got nothing. To me, it's like the highest of the high there. I don't, you know.
Yeah. Just figure it out, though. Whatever. Don't have the kids yet. All right. Well, we successfully, this is what a good morning show can do. We successfully were able to talk about nothing yet keep you guys enthralled here.
It's
for
a show
segment.
About nothing.
It's a Seinfeld show. That's what me and Joe can ramble. We are talkers. We are total talkers. We are. But we're going to be joined by another fantastic talker, a fantastic writer, and a fantastic fantasy person, well, both of our dear friends, Sammy Reed. Sammy Reed from Roto Grinders. Sammy writing some stuff over in the Black Book. I got to hang with Sammy. I've hung with Sammy a couple times during the first pitch conference, and most recently we were playing poker. So I'll be good to catch up with Sammy. Yeah, exactly. Me and Sammy were sitting there talking, just shooting the S and doing all that stuff. So Sammy Reed coming up. We are going to talk about the playoffs. He's a Steelers fan. We got to do that. We'll grill him on a little bit of baseball and then more football, baseball. It's all going on. Don't go anywhere. Joe Pisapia, Chris Welsh. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
It's In This League.
Everybody is half win and half lose.
Okay.
The lose half is
Scott Bogman.
Right.
The winning half is
Chris Welsh.
Right.
In This League.
It's inside. It's where the fear lives.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Could you start over again?
Let's play ball.
In This League.
Let's see.
That's perfect. That's a new one. I hadn't heard that one. I think that was Pavona. Pavona asked me. He was like, hey, I need a couple liners and over the break. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. I'll send them to you. That must be a brand new one from Chris Pavona. Good job. We're back in this league. This is Chris Welsh. No Scott Bogman. He is doing birthday things as his birthday looms on Monday. But Joe Pisapia, the famous, the very handsome, the sword-wielding Joe Pisapia in the house joining me from On Target. And one of, I think, both of our dear friends. I most recently, only months ago, was sitting right across from this very handsome individual playing poker. We were just talking it up, talking baseball, drinking, having the time of our life. He is also a huge piece of the fantasy Black Book. Black. Joe Pisapia's best-selling book for many, many years that you guys should check out. And he's taking part in that. It is Sammy Reed from Roto Grinders. Sammy, what is going on, my friend?
Welsh, my boy, great to talk to you, man. It's been like too long, like a month and a half since I've seen you in Arizona.
I know. We were talking. We need to get back out. You're not that far from me. We need to be catching up. We need to see some more baseball. Dude, spring training, only like a month or two away. You got to come out with me, and let's have some good time. We'll go out to the casino, do a little bit of poker, watch some baseball. It's the time of your life.
I want to coordinate this trip. By the way, I want to give Sammy some crap. All year, every Tuesday night, I asked him to come on Black Book and do DFS with me, right? And you know what he did? Well, it's softball. Not even like hardball. He's playing softball instead. And I'm like, softball? Come on.
This is how it is when you get old. You're busy on the weeknights playing slow pitch softball, and then on Friday night, everything's open and you got nothing to do. So here I am.
No, I can attest to this. You know what? Before I locked down the marriage with the kids, which we just talked about, this is a completely different show. We've moved to Saturday morning, so we've talked no sports whatsoever. None. We've talked about family and life. But before that, you know what I was doing? I was playing competitive softball for like 4 years. And
is that an oxymoron, competitive softball?
Oh, no. Sammy knows. It's serious. There's like the beer league stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But then there's like where, you know, you start getting into like the C, B, and A class, and there's tournaments. And I was in the competitive stuff. And then I tried to revitalize after I gained a whole bunch of weight, and that was a problem. Sammy knows.
I don't know. I don't like that whole lob kicking stuff, man.
I know all about it. I take it way too seriously, dude.
But I love that about you, Sammy. But in all honesty, though, Sammy did the DFS chapter for the football Black Book this year. It was spectacular. He did the baseball one. It's even better. So I'm excited that's coming out on the weekend here. It should be live either Saturday night or Sunday. And it's a great overview. And you know, not even for people just like starting out DFS, but like for people who play. I mean, I've definitely picked up some things too, through the chapter. And it's fun. He's a funny guy, Welsh. He's a good writer, you know, funny stuff in there.
Sammy's one of the best, one of my favorite people. Sammy, speaking of which, really quickly, Hawk, anything that's going on? What do you got going on over at Roto-Grinders? What should we be looking for into this coming season? And obviously, like Joe said, the Fantasy Black Book, we have been promoting it for 4 years. Joe always puts together a great product. And, I mean, he brought out the big, big guns for this year's Fantasy Black Book. So, I mean, besides even the Fantasy Black Book, what else is on your docket right now, Sam?
You know, for now with Roto-Grinders, I'm just kind of hanging back. Obviously, I'll be doing work for them, podcasting and possibly writing as well for the baseball season. But this is like that fun time of year, right, where you're not actually playing any fantasy. You're just enjoying the football playoffs.
Yes.
Or, you know, doing your studying for baseball without any stress. And it's like, dude, it's great.
I wish I could say the same. As a human being that does 5 different podcasts and a radio show, and I'm out scouting baseball, you know, 2018 MLB draft guys later today on Saturday and whatnot, it's a lot, but I totally know what you mean. Football kind of being out helps. Which, speaking of which, let's make sure we get to this. We may even carry Sammy over. We're carrying Sammy over to the next segment, but maybe even a little bit more, because we've got a lot to talk about.
Just carry him.
Yeah,
I gave shoulders and put him there and just carry him.
I mean, Sammy can do it. Sammy can do it. I was giving Bogman crap, even though he's not here, because as such a diehard Steeler fan, we've got some big games this weekend. We've got some huge games. And as a Steeler fan, this Jaguar game is a big deal. And Sammy, you are a Steelers guy. This is a big deal that's going on. There's an assumption, and you don't want to get ahead of your assumptions, of course, that you move on. And as Bogman is the pessimist, is like, he's like, we're going to move on and then we're going to lose to the Patriots in the AFC Championship. What is your thoughts? Let's start with the Jaguars-Steelers game. What are you looking for in this game that is going to be very personal for you?
You know, I think the most compelling part of this game is going to be Antonio Brown versus Boye and Ramsey. I think that's the marquee matchup. And I think this game, of all the games this weekend, has the widest range of outcomes, right? Like, I wouldn't know how to bet it, because both of these teams, whoever gets out ahead is going to have a huge advantage, right? If the Jaguars force the Steelers to throw another 50 plus times, the Steelers are in big trouble if they get ahead. But at the same time, I mean, Bortles couldn't come back on anybody. So if the Steelers get out ahead first, I think they're in a great position. And I think the beginning of the game is just so crucial here, and it can go so many different ways.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Sammy. You know, I was also talking about that today on Target about, you know, not only different outcomes of this game, but also how effective can Antonio Brown be? I mean, it's going to be, you know, single-digit temperatures up there. You got him first game out, plus he's ill on top of it. He came out of practice today. I mean, from a DFS standpoint, I understand there's a discount, especially on the DraftKings side, to be had with him. But in a weekend where, you know, you might want to have Gronkowski shares, do you believe Antonio Brown is still worth paying up for with the quarter matchup, with all these extracurricular things attached to him? Or do you think that maybe you should just kind of let him, you know, fade away for this week?
Well, here's the thing. Did you guys see that Pro Football Talk tweeted maybe like an hour ago that Antonio Brown's calf is still bothering him and that he's a game time decision?
No kidding.
Yeah, well, and
I've been saying that for 2 weeks about this guy.
Well, you know what's really interesting about it as well is they coaxed it up to saying that he's sick. The Steelers are actually talking about him being sick, trying to mask this calf injury that's still going on and that it flared up. He didn't practice Friday. That's a big deal to go in game time decision. But you know what's so odd about it? I don't know how to feel, because how much is this playing your cards? Is it, oh yeah, you know, Antonio Brown, the calf, it's still an issue. And then Antonio comes out and he's going to catch 15 balls and he's going to be making every cornerback look like Chad Johnson on that video he put out earlier this week. Or is this a real thing where we might end up seeing Antonio Brown having to play a decoy? I agree. I mean, how do you take that, Sam?
So for me, there's definitely like a couple of options here. Number one, the only reasonable thing to think, if his calf is still bothering him, is that he had a setback, because he was practicing in full. You don't go practicing in full to a game time decision. So he either had a setback or he actually is sick and Pro Football Talk has it wrong. I'm not sure which one. And so I think it's really one of those two things. But for me, I know that everyone has seen this tweet. Evan Silva quote tweeted it, so everybody's seen it. And that's going to drop his ownership percentage way down. And so for me, I don't play cash games in playoff DFS. I'm just trying to bank some GPPs. And for me, I think you either need to be like completely off or be overweight. And for me, I'm just going to be overweight and hope that he plays. And if he doesn't, I'll have to pivot on Sunday morning. But I think, man, getting Antonio Brown at home for 8,100, either he had a setback or he didn't. And so if he didn't and he ends up playing, I think he's going to be low-owned, he's low-priced, and he's a GOAT. I'm not worried about the matchup with Jacksonville. Like, they need to be worried about the matchup with AB if he's healthy.
All right, so this is going to be like a hockey assist here, where I'm going to push it to Joe, that Joe could then push it to Sammy here, because I want to talk about the Patriots game for a minute, because I think there's a lot to talk about. But the thing that's most fascinating to me, and if I were a better host, I would have researched this, but I'm going to pose the question, and maybe someone intelligent will have it, that I looked at the line, and to see the Patriots, a 14-point favorite over the Titans in a playoff game, just like blew my mind. Like, when I see that, and I mean, I think we all envision that and we all think that, but to see the line at 14 seems so high to me. So Joe, I throw it to you real quick to then throw it to Sammy. How are you on this? I mean, are we looking at a trap? Are there fantasy DFS matchups to be had everywhere? How do you see this Patriot Titan game in this massive line?
Well, there are a bunch of different questions in there, so I'll try
there
real
are.
Fast.
There are, sorry.
And also, what do you think about the new Kendrick Lamar album? No, there's a lot of things. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that for me, having everybody healthy is dangerous, you know, when you're the Patriots. It's also dangerous for fantasy owners. You know, that's a problem, because when you don't know where the ball's going to go anymore. I mean, Deion Lewis has been so good, but, you know, now they got everybody healthy. Hogan looks like he's going to be okay to play, all that stuff. So really, you know, you could run Brady out there by himself, or you can have all the Gronk shares, and I think there's a Gronk smash game. But to me, that spread is actually fine. I'm okay with that spread, and I'll tell you why. For me, I think this is a game where they run up the score. The Patriots are known to do that in these games. They want to go in there and get to put a hurting on a team, so that, you know, when the next team comes in, look what we did to the last guys. It's almost like when, you know, like when you kill someone and you take their sword and you like leave their sword there and you walk away, you're like, look what just happened. You see that?
Totally. I've killed a lot of guys.
Well, I've killed totally a fair amount of men in my swords. Life. But Sammy, in your mind, do you think they can cover? Because I say angry Tom Brady absolutely covers the spread in this
game.
Wow.
You know, I actually do, but I'll give you the caveat that I'm a total square sports bettor. So taking the spread and the points is definitely a square move, but that's the side I'm on. The guy that I really like here, and I agree with you that Gronk is in a complete smash spot, but I really like Chris Hogan, right? Like, Adoree Jackson is probably going to follow Brandon Cooks around, and Chris Hogan has 8 targets inside the 10-yard line. That's one less than Gronk, who led the team this season. Hogan only played 9 games. So yeah. I think he's got a pretty good shot at scoring. And he's going to be covered by, like, Ty Smith, which is a huge mismatch. So if he's healthy and he's been practicing in full, I think that Brady looks his way a decent amount in scoring position.
Sammy,
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're real quick. We're going to go to break here in a second. We'll come back and we'll pick back up on that. But I will tell you that Vegas is going to make a lot of money this weekend. There are some people that are going to make some money. But Vegas is going to make a lot of money this weekend. This is what the playoffs are all about. We got Sammy Reed from Roto Grinders, Joe Pizzapia from On Target, Welsh right here. We're going to talk more football. We'll try to squeeze a little bit of baseball in, so don't go anywhere. It's In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
It's In This League.
Lose! I don't lose! I win!
In This League.
That's my job! That's what I do!
Wow. You need a license to buy a dog. Or drive a car. Hell, you need a license to catch a fish.
Don't let In This League
be a father.
Whoa. Pain heals. Chase digs cars.
In This League.
Last forever.
Wow.
Big little Keanu Reeves bringing us back in. Chris Welsh, Joe Pizzapia, Sammy Reed from Roto Grinders. We're all in the happening. What, Sammy, what's the Twitter handle? Did it change because of the Roto Grinders move? Is it, what is it, still it, Sammy Reed?
It did not. Okay. I've been through so many Twitter handle changes, but I just have kept it as Sammy Reed FI. But, you know, Sammy Reed RG would be better. But, you know, I just can't do another change.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. It's like changing the phone number. Like, you go to a new service and you're like, I'll pay whatever I need to have to keep the number because I can't try to ever remember this number again. That's what's
important.
Yeah,
new Twitter handle, who dis?
Yeah, who dis, exactly. Let's finish up with the playoff games real quick. I want to get your takes on it, and then I would love to talk a little bit of fantasy baseball with both of you guys. Eagles-Falcons, I think, you know, at the end of the day, this is one of the more fascinating games. If I had to pick one game I wanted to, oh boy, man, Steelers-Jags is going to be such a good game. But I feel like Falcons-Eagles, to me, just screams so much potential. What do you think about this game? Where are you looking? Are there any bright, shining DFS options that you're at, or how do you see this game going down?
You know, I think the one guy on the Eagles side of this game that I'm really into is Zach Ertz. He's been a guy that his volume has really kept up, even with Nick Foles in there. Like, Nick Foles has really been looking, like, short over the middle to Ertz and Aguilar. So I think Ertz and, to a lesser extent, Aguilar are guys that I really like. I mean, we saw Ertz get 9 targets in Week 15, 14 targets in Week 16. I just think that they really look for him, and at 5.8, that's a great value.
Now, on the other side of that game, Sammy, you know, with the Falcons, you know, to me, this is a team playing with house money. This is a team that has no pressure on them because you can't possibly embarrass yourself any more than you did in the Super Bowl. You know, it's like, what worse thing could possibly happen to
I'll
the
tell
Falcons?
You, though, Georgia's having a bad week, though.
Why
Georgia's having a bad, like, 10 days, though, if you think about the whole state.
Oh, Georgia. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it can't get any worse. Nah, I don't know. Like, I got a buddy who's a Georgia fan, and things aren't looking so well right now. His cryptocurrency kind of going down a little bit. Georgia losing the championship.
It's college. Falcons they'll pay for some new kids next year. Don't worry about it. No, yeah. But they, you know, with the Falcons right now, to me, I think they're playing fast and loose. I picked them last week to win against the Rams. This week, I'm picking them again, and I'm looking at this, and I don't love Matt Ryan as a quarterback in fantasy. But would you make a case for him in this game with the way you saw, you know, the volume going towards Julio Jones, the way you saw, you know, Freeman getting involved, and if Tevin Coleman can get involved in this one too, and Sanu and everybody, that if you don't want to pay for Brady, is there something to be said for fading down to a guy like Matt Ryan, who might just be safe floor but not a big ceiling guy? And who knows, with his Eagles defense has played sometimes, maybe there's opportunity there for Julio or somebody to break one, and all of a sudden it really bumps up Matt Ryan's day.
That's actually the thing in tournaments that kind of keeps me from Matt Ryan, is that lack of upside. You know, in cash games, if you're playing cash, I think he's plenty solid. But, I mean, he's gone, what, like 6-7 straight games without multiple touchdowns. And this is a team that if they get ahead, they're really content to throw short. They're really content to use that running game. And, frankly, I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I don't think the Eagles have a lot to do on offense. But I also think their defense, particularly that defensive front, can wreak havoc. I see this as like a 20-13 type of game. So there's actually a lot of guys I'm looking away from here at that low pricing. Really like Mariota and Keenum a little bit better.
I like it. Last game, let's finish up with the football talk, is the Saints and the Vikings. You know, we just finished up over with the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, and at InThisLeague.com, you can check out the results of this. We finished with our last episode of the season being a 2018 early mock. And one of the things we had said and ended up being was, where would Alvin Kamara go? That was one of the most fascinating points of, where does Alvin Kamara actually sit in the totality of the first round, the second round, wherever it is. I ended up having the 11th pick, and I took Alvin Kamara as a first round pick. Do you think this game is going to be one more centerpiece in him being able to solidify himself as a 2018 first round pick? And do you think he is going to thrive against this Minnesota defense in this playoff game?
Ooh, that's a really tough order. It's almost a tough order to ask anybody to thrive in Minnesota. I mean, they have been so beast this year. And I think Minnesota's got a better defense than Jacksonville. So I hold them in really, really high regard. I think the thing with Kamara is that he needs big plays or touchdowns, right? He's not a guy that's getting 20 touches a game, et cetera. But he gets a lot of work through the passing game. And if you buy that Minnesota is going to be down in this game, I think he's going to be on the field a whole lot more than Mark Ingram. So in terms of receptions, I think he could probably get there in this game.
All right, Sammy, I want to ask you about, you know, because the last time these two teams met was actually week one, which was, you know, when you think about it, that goes all the way back to the Adrian Peterson revenge narrative and, you know, before Kamara. You know, that's how far back you go. And if you look at that, too, you know, it's before the real emergence of Lattimore and the consciousness of everybody. Stephon Diggs had a big game. Thielen had a big game in that one. I'm actually back on Diggs this week in particular of all those guys. I think Rudolph can be useful, but I'm looking at Diggs and I'm saying, you know, volume's starting to go his way a little bit. And I understand that the matchup is could potentially be tough for him, but, you know, I'm curious what your thoughts are. I see opportunity with Diggs, and I even see opportunity ownership-wise where people might not realize that there could be a Diggs game here, basically. What are your thoughts on those receivers over in Minnesota?
You know, I think that Thielen is the guy that jumps out as more obvious because he spends more time in the slot, and that's going to be away from, like, Lattimore and Crawley, et cetera. But I love Diggs. Like, I've just been huge on him all season. Obviously, he didn't end up getting quite the volume that we wanted, but I feel like he's got, like, Antonio Brown-like kind of skills. You know, he's great at all levels. He's great with the ball in the air. He's a great jump ball receiver, even though he's not super big. And I think he could go off in any game. So, like you said, when it comes to game theory, I don't think a lot of people are going to own him, and I think he's got upside to make a difference. So I actually really like him as a tournament play.
All right, we'll hit the brakes a little bit on football. Everyone's kind of got your coverage. It's going to be a great weekend of playoff action, and I highly suggest that you're following Joe Pizzapia, Sammy Reed, everybody on Twitter, because you can kind of live react to the game, set your lineups, get going. But I would be remiss if we did not talk a little bit about fantasy baseball. Sammy, can we still got a couple minutes here, but can we pull you into the little 4 or 5 minute segment we have on the other end?
Oh, yeah, you can.
Okay, good, because I have got the author of the Fantasy Black Book, Joe Pizzapia, with me. I have got amazing contributor and amazing baseball mind, Sammy Reed, with me. And I cover baseball, and I've been doing it for 5 years from prospects to the top end. So we got to hit on some fantasy baseball. Sammy, there's so much to cover, and I highly suggest people go check out the book if they want to really read in depth as far as what Joe has got, what DFS options Sammy has put on. But you know, there's been a lot of drafts that have been taking place, some NFBC stuff. I've been taking in part in the RotoWire Dynasty Invitational. Before we go to break, maybe give one guy right now, maybe a mid-tier of some of these early ADPs, because that's some of the main information that we can glean from fantasy baseball at this moment, you know, being in January where very few sites have kind of put together. But have there been any really early trends that have stood out to you? Any maybe one specific guy let's focus on this segment that you're kind of seeing as a value and someone you're probably going to target this year?
Just off the top of my head, I'd actually probably say Gregory Polanco. Because he was one of the guys, he was a huge like breakout pick for me last year because in his first 3 years, he raised his WOBA and his ISO each season and then had a 22 homer, 17 steal season at age 25. So I thought the sky was the limit. And then last year, he hurt his shoulder super early in the season. It really ruined his whole year, and he was never quite the same. But this year, he's going like after pick 150. I think there's a ton of upside there, particularly for a guy that could easily go 20-20. So I'm really on that kind of post-hype sleeper kind of thing with Gregory Polanco.
I like that. Joe, you know, I'm curious about – Polanco's a really interesting name. I think – to be honest with you, the Pittsburgh outfield of McCutcheon and Marte and Polanco might all have fantasy value sitting there. What is the Black Book in your research done that's kind of told you about the Pittsburgh outfield? How do you feel about these guys, especially because every single one is going, I would say, aggressively behind the 2017 ADPs?
It is. You know, my problem with Polanco, and this was my problem when I watched him in the minor leagues too, is I thought he had a little bit of a long swing, and I thought that, you know, I think over time he would continue to develop. And I don't want to say they rushed him, because I don't really think that necessarily, but I think when you're looking at a guy with a 260 average, he'll hit 15 dingers. Now, the question is, you know, how many steals can he get? You know, that's what everybody wants to know in the Roto Leagues. And I think he's got enough. I think he was enough of a disappointment last year that there will be some people and some owners who will be fickle and kind of just be off the train just as quickly as they were on, because we see that quite a bit in fantasy. Sure. You know, I mean, look at Todd Gurley. In August, I was yelling at people. I picked Todd Gurley. This is true. In On Target, on our show, we had to pick preseason MVPs. I picked Todd Gurley, and everyone laughed at me.
Joe, a 16-man league, a long-term 16-man league I do with Bogman, I had the 16th pick. I got Todd Gurley and Leonard Fournette. Guess what?
I had Gurley in every league this year.
I won that league. Of course. Yeah, exactly.
I want to ask Sammy a question too, Rook. Oh, actually, you know what? We got one before the break, but I want to ask him one about a guy who I think is going a little high so far in some early ADP, and a guy that I like, but I'm a little worried, Welsh, that I think that, you know, this young potential superstar might be, you know, going a little bit too high considering the position he plays and some of the other guys that are, you know, a little bit more established, so to speak, at the position.
I like that. I think I know exactly where you're going. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I might have some takes if this is the particular player. But don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to talk about that player. And if we can fit it in, we might be able to talk about a certain Cub that has a lot of people wondering, where the hell do you take him this year? Position eligibility has changed, but so has his body. So don't go anywhere. It's Joe Pizzapia. It's Sammy Reed. Chris Welsh. It's In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! Welcome back. It's In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. New time, but same great show. Even upgraded. Upgraded with a double D today, because I got Joe Pizzapia sitting in with me from On Target and Sammy Reed from Roto Grinders. So two of my favorite people on the whole entire planet. And we even convinced Sammy to stick around with us just for a little bit more, because we have got a couple big topics that we want to hit in the fantasy baseball world. And Sammy's a great mind. So, Joe, you kind of set the table for a young hitter that we need to talk about. I wonder if it's the same guy I was thinking.
Well, it's actually not, but we'll talk about him, I think, soon anyway. But, you know, as much as I love Rhys Hoskins, I know he had he's got great power. It's a great home run friendly ballpark. You know, I love the walk rate too. Like, I'm not trying to crap on Rhys Hoskins, but I feel like there's already this narrative going, and it's already showing up in early drafts. And I see it, Sammy, where people are taking him ahead of guys that they shouldn't, and he still just hit 170 against lefties. You know, there's still some holes in the game, so some questions about the rest of that order. And I guess my question to you, Sammy, is: are you a guy that's interested in Hoskins at what seems to be the early premium you have to pay for him?
You know, Joe, I think that you and I probably have the same thoughts on Hoskins. Like, I love Hoskins. If you look at what he did in the minor leagues, a ton of power, a ton of patience. These are great things for a good young hitter, right? But when you look at what he did last year, some of it was obviously unsustainable, right? 31.6% home run to fly ball rate, .359 BABIP. Those things are going to come down a little bit. And it's just taking him at the height of his value, where he just doesn't have much profit potential when you're taking him in the third round. I mean, off air, you were talking about Jose Abreu. This guy's been the model of consistency, and he's going way behind Rhys Hoskins. Right. So I think you're just buying him at the peak, and I don't necessarily think you need to do that. So I agree with you.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, and this is just a factor we always have to deal with in this super secret project I'm working on. I feel like I've written about this a whole lot, where we find ourselves paying for the previous year's production all the time. And you've got to find the happy medium. And one of the things that I probably over the last 4 months, I feel like I have made the comparative of, is Edwin Encarnacion, E5 versus Rhys Hoskins. You know, E5, in all of what occasionally frustrates me with the injuries, though he's kept it under control, he is the model of consistency, you know, at his position, at least production. Even if you might get a couple empty months, he's going to end up doing big things. there's an unknown to Rhys Hoskins. You know, I mean, Sammy, you say that about his minor leagues. He had a good minor league stint, but him and Dylan Cousins, they were known as the Bash Brothers throughout the minor leagues. In mostly hitter-friendly places, Hoskins didn't exactly like... It wasn't like Paul Goldschmidt hitting like 350 in the minors. There's a lot of concerning things to his game that could make, you know, the
he's a recent evolution. Welsh, you're right.
Yeah,
he's more, and that's fine. Some guys click, sometimes get it, you know, sometimes adjustments happen or the right hitting coach gets with them and things can develop quickly. And I totally agree with that.
Yeah, and the pacing numbers can be concerning. You know, Sammy, we got a whole lot. We're going to cover, again, in the next couple segments, we got some more fantasy baseball. But how do you deal in maybe about 20 or 30 seconds, how do you deal with pacing numbers when you look at a guy like Rhys Hoskins?
You mean like his counting stats?
Yeah, I mean, people are going to look at the counting stats over pacing, and they're going to say, well, he had 18 over 200 at bats, so he's clearly going to be a 45
homer guy. Never extrapolate. Never extrapolate, especially for young guys.
Yeah, never do that. I mean, I think a reasonable expectation for him, you know, 85, 90 RBI, somewhere in that range, maybe 75, 80 runs. It's good. I'm trying to be conservative here, but is that third round? I don't necessarily think so.
Yeah, I think you might be right. And if you go to FanGraphs and Depth Charts or Steamer, they are aggressively higher. So we've got more that we're going to talk about because I got another young guy that I thought this might have been that we'll talk about. And we've got that certain Cub that might have hit that workout routine in the offseason. Let's see where that value is. So don't go anywhere. Hour two coming up. Joe Pisapia, Sammy Reed sticking through. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.